Peter seriously misunderstands. The disciples rejoice that the meek and lowly one, who had wandered to and fro a helpless stranger, was honored by the favored ones of heaven. They believed that Elijah had come to announce that the kingdom was about to be set up on earth. Here they longed to tarry. Peter exclaimed, "Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." The disciples were confident that Moses and Elijah had been sent to protect their master and establish his authority as king. But before the crown must come the cross. Bearing the weakness of humanity, burdened with its sorrow and sin, Jesus walked alone in the midst of men. As the darkness of the coming trial pressed upon him, he was in loneliness of spirit, in a world that knew him not. Even his loved disciples had not comprehended his mission. In the world he had created, he was in solitude. Now heaven had sent messengers, not angels, but men who had endured suffering and sorrow, and who could sympathize with the Savior. Moses and Elijah had been co-laborers with Christ. They had shared his longing for the salvation of men. Moses had pleaded for Israel, "Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." Elijah had known loneliness of spirit, as for 3 years and a half of famine he had borne the nation's hatred and woe. Alone he had fled to the desert in anguish and despair. These men had come to commune with Jesus concerning his suffering and to comfort him. The salvation of every human being was the burden of their interview. Overcome with sleep, the disciples heard little of what passed between Christ and the heavenly messengers. They had not received what God desired to give them, a knowledge of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. They lost the blessing that might have been theirs. Yet they were assured that all heaven knew of the sin of the Jewish nation in rejecting Christ. They were given a clearer insight into the work of the Redeemer. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty, and realized that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, recognized as such by the heavenly universe. While they were still gazing upon the scene, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him." As they heard the voice of God speak in awful majesty that caused the mountain to tremble, the disciples fell smitten to the earth, their faces hidden, till Jesus came near, dispelling their fears with his well-known voice, "Arise and be not afraid." The heavenly glory had passed away, the forms of Moses and Elijah had disappeared. They were alone with Jesus.